Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with J&J on a Friday on 92.9 FM ESPN. We got that Friday juice going, and it feels good. FedEx St. Jude Championship Round 2 is underway. The best in the world are golfing. It's all happening out at TPC Southwind. Should be a great weekend out there. We know it'll be hot, but the ball itself will be getting struck by, again, 69 of the 70 best golfers in the world. Go out and support, because we know in the end, it's for a greater cause. St. Jude, Children's Research Hospital, obviously. FedEx St. Jude Championship continues today, round two. We have the Grizzlies schedule out. I'm also excited about that. I'm still rubbing my eyes. Not believing if it's true. Was that an 8-game homestand I saw on the Grizzlies' schedule? Eight! I've never seen such a thing. John and I love eights, Brad. We love eights. We will grab an eight and hold on to it tight. So when I saw an 8-game homestand, I said, I'll be damned. Look at that. When's the last time you've seen a Grizzlies' 8-game homestand for real? Never seen.
I never really counted.
Cobb looked it up yesterday. I don't know that we've ever had eight in a row.
Never had eight in a row.
At least that's what AI says.
Wednesday, February 3rd through Friday, February 26th, all games at home.
Going to include some Ja in there too, isn't it?
Yes.
If he's available.
Back-to-back games against Ja.
So we'll be talking about that eight because it did certainly stand out. You saw who the first game is. Drew said we'd have a little fun. Yeah, he was alluding to that yesterday, Drew Hill. First game of the season. You see who it is?
It's a little fun with Jaren. But it's also Darren Peterson.
A little fun with DP.
Yeah. Hey, yo.
How's that going to go with him and Keontae? Let's talk about that at some point.
Well, we'll find out October 21st.
Well, I want to discuss it with you today, though. What you think before we get to that, if you don't mind, when we do a little bit of schedule talk.
I think.
Do you mind?
I think it will be a little clumsy. I do.
You want to do it here. I agree with you. We'll dive more into it.
Yeah, because they both really need the ball. Take the mic.
I try every time.
What do it smell like?
Say it. I don't even want to say it. It's got the hair on it.
Hair is definitely, we need to send the hair to the lab.
Let's stay on task. You saw your new QB last night.
I did.
How did that go?
I thought he looked pretty good. Threw a touchdown.
Yes, he did.
So, it wasn't flawless.
No, first drive wasn't good.
But, he responded.
Yes,
and
he did.
I kind of got what I needed from him.
Good.
I was excited. We didn't win the game because apparently the Cardinals have like the greatest play caller / play design in the history of the NFL.
This new LaFleur offense, right?
His quarterbacks have combined to throw for 514 yards, 5 touchdowns, and no picks.
I realize that.
In the preseason.
He had Jeremiah running too last night.
He did. Jeremiah was in there in the third quarter. Yo.
I see you, Jeremiah Love.
Yeah.
If the Cardinals can pass the ball, do you take Jeremiah Love in fantasy? Because then you have some balance and Jeremiah Love becomes all of a sudden a rookie sensation.
Well.
We'll talk about it.
We will talk about that. Mendoza, to your point, 10 of 16, 97 yards and a touchdown.
Kirk threw one too, didn't he?
Kirk was in there in and out.
Did you like that?
Oh, guaranteed bucket from Kirk Cousins in preseason in 2026. If we're not going down the field and scored a touchdown in preseason.
And that's how it's going to look
against
all the way.
The second string of the Cardinals, then we probably should call it a career. Yeah. So that was a guarantee, it felt like to me. But, he operated the offense about, like you'd expect, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Not mobile, but going to put the ball where it needs to go and engineer an offense. So. Mm-hmm. That's what you got. Anyway,
happy for you.
It was a busy day in the NFL yesterday. We got the NBA schedule release. We have a lot to get to on the show today. 10 a.m., Brooks Monaghan is going to join us.
Can't wait.
27th year.
When you say his name, we may as well say it. GOAT.
GOAT, indeed. He's going to join us at 10 a.m. We got to catch up. He's got Alabama tomorrow, I believe, here in Memphis.
Yes.
At the Murphy Complex. So
7 p.m., I believe.
7 p.m. I have no idea how good Alabama is. I know Memphis, obviously, is ranked number 21 in the country.
Correct.
So I don't think Alabama is ranked. Maybe they are, and I'm missing it, but I haven't seen that if they are. But obviously, they started their season with a 2-0 shutout of Jerry Mack and Kennesaw State.
Do you know we have a top 10 player in the country, according to, womenssoccer.com? Wow.
I mean, it would not
Finley
surprise
Lavin
me.
Is ranked top 10 in the country, I believe.
Wow.
We can double-check that with Coach Monaghan. I think they had three in the top 100.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it with him.
That is pretty amazing.
Yeah. They have a top 10 player in the country, I believe, playing for the University of Memphis.
Finley Lavin.
Finley Lavin. I know the name. I think she's number 9.
Yeah, she's a senior.
The only senior, if I'm not mistaken.
A defender.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a top 10 player in the country. How about that?
Yeah, top drawer soccer.
Did
their women's college preseason top 100 players, and she is number 9 in the country.
Yep. Pretty amazing.
Now, Ai Kitagawa is number 16, and the goalie, Kudla, is 97. But Lavin is top 10.
Wow.
At Memphis.
It's not surprising, but at any rate, it's still impressive.
I'm just saying, think about having a top 10 player nationally in basketball, or football, for that matter. Seemingly, you have that caliber of player. You have three in the top 100 here at Memphis in women's soccer. Yeah. It just speaks to the job that Brooks is doing over at the U of M, and has done now for 27 seasons. It's ridiculous.
It really is. And
the loyalty is incredible.
It's the best program on campus, without a shadow of a doubt. We always have to catch up with the University of Memphis coach here, Brooks Monaghan. So, obviously, loaded schedule for him. He's got Alabama on Saturday, Vandy on August 21st, Ole Miss on August 27th. And then they play Ohio State.
Yeah, they load it. He always loads it up. He always does.
Ohio State, I know, is ranked.
Mm-hmm.
They're 17th right now. I don't think...
Ole Miss?
I don't think they're ranked.
Okay.
But I know that Ohio State is. So it's still a name brand schedule, obviously. I mean, these are real brands, real power conference teams with resources, and Memphis is showing that they are not afraid. So we'll catch up with Brooks about that schedule and a whole lot more. Like we always do at 10 a.m. Then at 11:25, Anthony Sain is going to join us. We'll talk to him about the Grizz schedule, Ja return.
He reported that Ja return beforehand.
He did.
Shout out to Sain.
Yes.
Was ahead of that, about a couple of days ahead of it.
Yes. So we'll talk to Anthony about all of that at 11:25. Mm-hmm. So that is the show today. I do have, I don't know who's responsible for this, but whoever it is, I appreciate it. Fish Nuggets. Schedule notes have been printed out. You know,
he is the best.
It really does go to show you, you know, the kind of caliber of schedule breakdown analyst you are when your notes get printed out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So
Memphis Grizzlies sideline pre and post game host. For those that don't know, you should know who Rob Fisher is.
Yes, and I do know. Like, we just need to address the elephant in the room now. I'm mentally okay. I'm stable. I'm fine.
I had gotten through it. I was going to I let it not bother me.
Yeah.
But you want to address it, you go ahead.
Well, I know Brad probably notices that, you know, and if you're watching along on camera, you will notice that, you know, I shaved my head. I shaved my head yesterday.
Did you not notice, Brad?
Maybe Brad just did not notice.
It looks like now you're noticing.
Yeah.
I never noticed because he has a hat on all the time.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
He could have had anything going on. I mean that sincerely. Like,
oh, yeah, usually yeah.
I don't. You've probably worn a hat for the last 3 weeks.
I usually do wear the hat. But
it looks terrific. I mean that. Like, it's clean.
Thank you very much. You know.
It's full. It's good.
It was a couple things, right? I wanted to kind of just see where the hairline was. You know, are we okay with the hairline? Okay.
Yes.
You can just pull it back and tell where you're at with that?
Yeah, you know, but I really wanted to test that.
Yeah, you're testing it.
And so the hairline's fine. And then, you know, it's really hot outside.
No, it's hot as a mug.
It's 115,000 degrees outside.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what, let me just go and do the summer thing, bro. Let me do the summer thing. And this is not a, you know, because I know there's going to be a lot of questions out there. I've already gotten them.
no, this is not a Britney Spears thing, you know, where I'm like on the verge of going postal or...
Bro, it works good for you.
Thank you very much, Brad. I appreciate that.
Dare I want to be careful here as producer.
Yeah, yeah, no.
There was a time where you dyed it. That was much more rambunctious.
Yeah, that was... And it was. There's no doubt. It was... You know, I think there were a lot of questions when initially they saw... When some people saw the cut, they said, is there a dyeing coming with that? And, you know, I'm excited to announce that there is not... In fact, the dye coming with that, it is just going to be a cutting, just a shaving of the head.
Okay.
Have you joined any new clubs or anything?
No, it's a good question. Sure. No, I'm happy to answer any of those. No.
Okay.
You know, absolutely not.
Have you ever seen Higher Learning, Michael Rapaport as Remy when he makes the change there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've gotten Higher Learning.
That you got some of that.
American History X.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Edward Norton.
Is it a one clip?
I said Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal gotten that? Yeah,
he's freaking out.
Yeah, no, there's no freak out.
It's not a shave. It's a one clip, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's not like a all the way down to the
It's like a one. If people are familiar with 1, 2, 3, 4 in the barber world,
you know, it's a
one clip.
It might even be
a two. Even
it might even be a two.
Yeah, you got a little length to it.
Old Eminem.
Yeah,
it is a little Eminem.
But compared to, you know, if you saw me without the hat, you know, it's a drastic change. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. It's a drastic change, and you know, I think
still doing good on the hairline.
The hairline's
strong.
The hairline is definitely intact, and I kind of like it. I kind of like the look. Yeah. I kind of like the not having to mess with it. You know,
older,
what I mean?
Wiser Eminem is what I'm pulling off of it.
Well, I got to be old.
Older and wiser. Yeah. You've had kids.
I have.
Can't be as crazy anymore.
And I will say this. The review from the kids.
What'd they say?
Riley, I picked her up. And I took my hat off. You know, I was trying to surprise her. She said, nice haircut, Dad. That's what I got from Riley.
Hey.
And then my son, of course, who is 2 and a half, you know, he saw me when I picked him up. And he said, Daddy, what happened? What happened? I said, I got a haircut. He said, oh, it's cool. So he liked the haircut. So both kids enjoyed it.
I think we like it as well.
You know,
it's
so
solid.
You know, it's August 14th.
Sleek too. It especially works in this heat that you've got this week.
Yeah,
that works for you as well.
You know, I am a content creator, and sometimes I have to use my body in my physical features to create that content.
You should take that out to the golf tournament.
That trimmed head. I'm a little more
cooler.
Yeah, aerodynamic. Mm-hmm. For it. But yeah, it's a lot of change, right? A lot of change in this season. And so I decided, why not go all the way with it?
Okay, Sinead O'Connor.
Sinead, rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
What was her big song?
She redid the Prince song.
She did. What was that? Come on, man. With Cerrito
Nothing
Trivia.
Compares to you?
Nothing compares to you.
That's it.
I had to dig.
Nothing compares. No.
It takes the old man a second for the brain to work.
That's right. Hey, it still works.
Rest in peace, by the way, Sinead O'Connor.
Absolutely, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Anyway, just wanted to go ahead and address the Sinead O'Connor, Jake Gyllenhaal, Britney Spears situation up here. I'm fine. All is good.
Looks good.
All is good.
Good.
Okay. The Memphis Grizzlies schedule is out. 41 home.
It's about dang time. Thanks, LeBron.
41 on the road.
I think it actually came out on time.
I saw other people point out that the Philadelphia game here, which is as part of that homestand, it's on a Wednesday. I thought it was a Thursday. It's a Wednesday. Or we only get the one, right?
Here?
Yeah.
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 Easter Conference team?
Yeah.
One here, one there.
Yeah. Philly is on Wednesday, February the 3rd. So if you want to make your plans there, you can go ahead and do that. I mean, you kind of almost wish it was a little earlier in the season, but
we're really doing the to see LeBron thing. I mean, you know.
Well, it's this
Philly
super team.
Super team.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we have history with LeBron now.
We've done the see LeBron thing. You could have done that with the Lakers. You could have done it with all the previous teams.
We have history now, though, because he came at us, right?
It's true. And so, I suppose there'll be a newly galvanized effort to boo him.
Yeah. So that's the big one. Who else do we care about?
But he'll get the last laugh on that Philly team on most nights, I would imagine.
I guess in the East, like, that's really the team.
Well, you want to see what the same thing you saw in the preseason in terms of the East. You want to see at some point the Bulls and what that Caleb Wilson matchup is going to look like.
Yep.
Caleb versus Cam. Those will always be something you sort of hold on to as 3 versus 4. Those two have been compared all of their careers. They will continue to be. especially because of their draft positions. And so those matchups with the Bulls.
That's
one you feel like you can win, right? You feel like you're ahead of them in terms of where you're both rebuilding, and you're hoping that's somebody you can keep down at least, you know, beneath your thumb.
March 25th.
Under your thumb.
Is when you're going to get Caleb Wilson here.
There you go.
In Memphis.
Don't you want to see your beloved Orlando team?
Yep.
Or have you stopped really repping them in terms of their rise the way you used to?
Well, I mean, they're not really rising anymore.
Well, they got Wagner back. I mean, that's the one thing you have to be a little bit more confident about. When all they had the big three, Bane, Banchero, and Wagner, they were pretty good.
Yeah,
he missed a ton of the season.
I rep them enough, but I mean they haven't taken the step. They when they acquired Desmond Bane, they were supposed to take a step. They didn't.
And you couldn't do much this offseason because they were already all in. So we'll see where they come down now after all of this shifting. I do think again they're gonna be a little bit better than folks think, because I think we've missed the point that again when Wagner and them were out there, they were top 10 in most categories offensively. Yeah, he missed a ton of the season last year.
Yep.
Missed the end of the playoffs.
Yep. So you do get that game Wednesday. I mean, a lot of these are this homestand is a lot of East teams. So Philadelphia, you get. I mean, this homestand is not just eight games. In many ways, it's the most interesting of the entire season.
Yeah, it's the games themselves too that make the thing so interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Because you have Philly, the Ja return, Desmond Bane's return. You have the Knicks, the reigning champs. And you have the Spurs in this one of the two Spurs games, and the Celtics.
It was after we got off the air that we learned that Sane had reported it, right? We went and found it, but that's what we learned. It would be a Ja weekend,
yes,
which was unusual. Is that the NBA playing in two?
Right.
And again, this is why on Christmas that makes sense. Do Jaylen Brown versus the Celtics. Everything else, it seems like they're doubling down on Ja versus Memphis and making it a weekend. What is that? A Saturday Monday game? I think it is, and so the NBA was with it in this case, and that was interesting. Like I said, shout out to Sane for reporting it ahead of time, but that was one where Silver obviously knows what he's doing there, and we'll be talking about that all weekend.
Yeah, I don't know who was ruminating on this sheet, but they attempted to go down the list of wins and losses.
Yeah,
but they did give up after the 10th game. Maybe got
discouraged. Well, they just did the first 10 or whatever.
Yeah, maybe they did the first 10. Whoever it was had them going 5-5 in the first 10.
Oh, maybe they want to mess it up. 5-5 is fine.
Yeah, 5-5 is fine.
You'll take 41 wins this year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If you can get it, it's not going to happen.
I mean, I would say this 5-5 is reasonable. I would say it's probably closer to 4-6 because they give the Grizzlies a win at Golden State. So I would say they probably don't win that one. But 4-6, 5-5, like, that's, I mean, if you play that out, that's a 40-ish, 35-40-ish win pace, you know, either way it goes. So, yeah, I mean, listen, it's an NBA schedule. You know you're going to play everybody at least one time.
You got Durant on MLK, which we knew.
Yep.
Glad MLK is back, but we had talked about that yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, the question just is, you know, what are people comfortable with? I mean, I think that's what we're going to find out. You know, I tend to, and by the way, only two national television games, 10 last year. Not unexpected.
One of them is MLK.
Yeah.
What is the other one now that I think about it? I put you on the spot.
Yeah,
we should check that out for you. Doesn't matter. It's two.
It does not matter. Does Prime count? Is Prime an NBA? Is that a national televised game? I assume it is.
Counts to me.
That would be the first Portland game in Memphis. So the Ja game. So basically, you get
a Ja return,
right? Which
or
is that,
Ja go.
That's more about Ja than it is you
and the MLK.
And MLK,
which they had to give to you.
Mm-hmm.
You've only missed it twice since they moved to Memphis from Vancouver.
Correct. So I just think the question with the Grizz is, what are people going to be comfortable with this year? Like, are they truly prepared for if it is as bad as a 28-31 season? I mean, I obviously it is a completely new team and a restart. We've talked about this before. The Grizz have never really been through a prolonged rebuild. They just haven't. So are people comfortable if this takes 2-3 seasons?
I will say, I mean, for as much as we've talked about good pivot and everything else, and David Aldridge said top five offseason for the Athletic, I'm concerned about how we'll measure or judge Isola. You know, and what kind of – he's already been given free rein here by the GM that clearly – perhaps overly trusts him. So I'm just saying, in terms of question marks, and you're talking about what fans are going to be comfortable with, and we're, you know, that it's true. I mean, expectations change. That's one thing. You take expectations off. Jeff's talked about that. A lot of times those can be fun. But how? When will we know if Isolo's the guy or not? When you're restarting.
Yeah.
Because now you don't have players that you say, okay, this is the core. Can this guy win in the playoffs? Can he put together, you know, or not? That's how Taylor Jenkins was ultimately judged. So what are we talking here? He gets the full ride, you know, all the way through now in this reset. Maybe that is the way. And but that's why I say again, you have to tie Isolo to Klieman, because, you know, so much of this blow up again was deciding you're going to go with a coach whose system's unproven, and you're doing that with at least an old foundation that at that point you thought could still work. Well, that didn't. You brought in a new coach. That didn't help the situation. So I just wonder, are we just totally backing off now? Because he's going to have a new nucleus where we're deciding whether or not these players are good enough. How are y'all going to judge him? How are you going to measure whether or not Isolo is a good to solid NBA coach? You're just going to tell it with your eyeballs on every single night? It's going to be a long time before you're back in a playoff mode where we say is the ultimate measure. So just saying.
Yeah.
You know, that's something you to keep an eye on.
Well, I mean, look, I think it is fair to ask, like, what is success for him and what is failure?
100%.
Like, I think you're trying to grade him. I think it's defining both, right? It's like you're trying to define what you know, and I have no opinion on Isolo whatsoever.
Right, because you haven't been able to grade him yet. He had the 9 games where he's coming in off the Jenkins. You can't grade that stuff. And then last year, Ja's out, what, game 5? You know, and then you have a situation where the GM decides it's best to tank. We're going to trade Jaren, and that's out of a coach's hands. So I know early on we were judging rotations and guys being pulled for minutes, and he took a ton of heat for that. But very quickly it became clear the Grizzlies aren't trying to win anymore. So we haven't been able to judge him yet. You're not going to be able to judge him this year either. Newsflash. So when does that process start happening? That's something we're going to have to discuss. How do you measure success for Tomas Isolo?
Yeah. And I think they probably have an answer. They know internally, you know.
Yeah, but who's measuring him?
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's why that one's a little bit murky and tricky. You know what I'm saying? The guy that's measuring him is the guy that may have had too much confidence in him from the get-go.
Well, I mean, look, he's going to have to be objective about it. I mean, if this goes disastrously, I mean, I think like the bar is, okay, we're competing now. We're trying to win games. You know, I'm not expecting you to go 500 because, you know, the over-under on the win total is 28.5. But are you competitive in these games? Are guys getting better? You know, Jalen Wells' development. You know, I don't know if I want to put GG on him, but I mean, I just general development. You know, is that happening? And in the context of a game, are you competitive? Do you have a chance to win these games? Right? Yeah. You know, how do you handle long road trip? Like, I think now it's like, just can you do the day to day? How do you handle the day to day of being an NBA coach? As opposed to, hey, we're trying to lose, doesn't matter what you do.
The issue with that process is that now when you're trying to figure out if he can do it, well, you've got players that may not necessarily fit the roles he's trying to do what he's trying to do with. Get what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so, whereas previously you thought you had that core, so that's why it'll make it. But hopefully we'll be able to see it. We'll be able to see it in the relationships that he's got with these players. We'll be able to see it, like you said, in Cam Boozer's development. What we do know is that point guard position, whether it was Ja Morant or whether it was Ty Jerome, that position has put up numbers in his offense. But, you know, now finally, I suppose we'll see it as a little bit more filled out. You were pulling guys. You were pulling some of your best players last year from this system. Ty Jerome late because you're trying to lose. So we're just going to be able to now start. And again, that process is going to be tough to do.
Yeah.
When again, the greater, you know.
Yep,
the guy that brought him in. You. Who's holding him accountable?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's a fair question
in this situation.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's got to be that front office. But Taylor Jenkins returned Saturday, December the 12th. That's another one. Speaking of Grizzlies coaches, I mean, the rest of it is like, you know, most of these teams, you know, you play right. Most of these teams you play 4 times a year, anyway. So, not terribly interesting, other than just, you know, the young guys coming in. So anyway, the schedule is officially out. 2 national television games. Ja's return is in February. Will he be playing? Probably not.
Oh, he'll make sure he's playing there because of the NBA spotlight, the fact they've been made a national television thing.
Right.
And we know, you know, we'll be talking about that a week beforehand. And my guess is he's going to get a heck of an ovation.
A heck of an ovation, huh?
He ain't going to be booed. You think he's John Moran's
going to get boo him?
You won't get, somebody throw a rock or a drink at you, you do it.
Nah, he's beloved. Even if it was, even if he was ever mercurial and, you know, it ended poorly. I think he'll get a, he'll get a, you know, an ovation for sure.
How Brad, Brad, would you boo?
No. No. I'm not a big booer guy.
Okay.
No.
We know we did boo Chandler Parsons.
Y'all booed KJ Lawson and Chandler Parsons.
No.
We
no,
booed no. Chandler Lawson when he was a Grizzly, or Parsons when he was a Grizzly, when he yeah. missed free throws. So, I mean, we do boo.
Yeah, we
even boo our own. And I think
how many
was,
of your own others? And KJ was on another team.
He's on another
so
team.
It's a different.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was one of like. Maybe,
it still was bad. He was a Memphian.
I assume we booed Hashim to beat.
I think Ja will be a resounding applause with video and the whole kit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they'll do it right. Even if everybody understands, like, underneath the surface.
Did Kwame get booed? Wasn't he in here for a hot second?
I thought Kwame Brown was actually slick okay with us.
Was he?
I mean, I don't know why I think that, but I think maybe Hashim Thabeet got booed. And then, you know, I was watching this interview that Chandler Parsons gave to Tony and Zach on their Out the Mud podcast. He was talking about he remembered getting booed. And he said in the media afterward, and I even remember this, that he was like, I'm just going to start treating home games like road games. And it just like forever poisoned the water with Memphis and him. Like there was no, then he did the short bus thing.
This guy.
He did the short bus thing at the All-Star break, even though he hadn't even played at all. Chan Coon.
Yeah. And he was an ass.
Yeah. I mean, no matter what happened with Ja, like, and obviously I think there were regrettable things on both sides, and it was never quite that toxic, because you knew Ja was giving you what he had when he was out there, you know, and you never felt like that with. I mean, Chandler told the story about how,
yep,
you know, he literally took
money.
He went to Memphis because he knew that they were not going to flag him on the physical, and he said Portland was going
to
flag
desperate
him
to get a
yeah.
big name free agent,
yeah,
because of our history.
We didn't
knew
do
he was
the
taking
physical.
Advantage.
I mean, what
we
a
were
debacle!
So excited.
What an absolute debacle that was.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's a little different. So I do expect an ovation for Ja for sure, and you know, will I be there to do it? Probably not, but you know, I'm sure there will be a lot of people there that miss him and love him, but I'm full steam ahead, full speed ahead with this current, you know, what is this, the wife and girlfriend era?
Yeah,
I mean, I know that's the
Gabe. That. Gabe made note of that. All these guys are already engaged, and
yeah,
despite Cedric's done
fiance
it.
Era.
Jalen Wells has done it.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know that it necessarily means anything.
I get
on
the
court.
I get the implication, though. I mean, I don't know if I agree with it, but I understand why people would draw that conclusion. That if you are
settled down,
yeah, like you're settled down. You know, you're not out here doing whatever. You know. You know, Jalen Wells ain't going to be in the strip club with a gun, you know what I'm saying, or whatever the case, or, you know, that's the implication. So
I know I was told that even in, and I've told you this, some athletic directors, in terms of head coaches, they want to know.
Yeah.
Are you married yet?
Yep.
You know, how close are you to getting married? Because we want you settled.
Yep.
You know, that's something that is important in this. In this day and age, just in terms of that part of your life, they want it balanced and settled,
yep,
and not something where, heck, you out and about like, you know, like old John in the fast lane, like old Smooth back in the day, you know, those days that we don't glorify anymore.
Yeah, no, it's a.
They want to make sure you're out of those lanes.
It's an interesting. It's an interesting baseline. I guess I understand it.
Who was my guy at Alabama? Was all up in the strip club. The old man. Remember what I'm talking about? Old football coach.
I don't remember.
Well, maybe Brad would be able to pull that one out. I thought there was an old football coach that had a strip club thing when back in Alabama's bad days.
Was he the head coach?
Yeah.
Mike
yeah.
DeBose?
I can't remember if it was DeBose or not.
I mean, there had to be, you know.
But my point is you want your coach settled.
Mike Price.
Was it Price?
Yep.
Okay.
But he was the head coach, though. Oh, or was Mike Price the head coach? Okay, maybe he was the head coach.
That's who popped up when I did Alabama
yeah.
strip
yeah.
club
yeah,
football guy.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Mike
yeah.
Price was the.
So I'm saying that, and you
only one season.
Yeah. You got to be settled. And now those were terrible days. Those were
following
turbulent days for Alabama football. 2003,
following reports he was fired for inappropriate personal conduct, spent a night drinking and visiting a strip club in Pensacola, Florida during a golf tournament.
See, that's what you don't want out of your head coach.
Yeah.
And that's why, again, these ADs are asking, you married? Okay, you know, guys, because I don't see a ring on your finger,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on at home?
Yeah.
Well, those questions. So, again, it matters.
Yeah.
And I guess we love to see these young Grizz getting settled on in. And testing early.
Yeah. But again, for his part, the club owner said he was here and he was a perfect gentleman. This was in 2003, according to the AP.
Oh, yeah. He just loved looking at tail.
He did not appear to act or act.
It's not inappropriate.
It was a good, clean
fun. They're just sent right. It's the football coach at Alabama, brother. He's recognizable. He's out there. Just paying money to the strippers, sitting out in the open.
Destiny told the Birmingham News that Price spent about $200 on her and bought drinks for and tempted other dancers, but nothing happened beyond dancing.
Did not ask to go to the back.
Did not
now
ask.
You know she's going to cover for him.
Now, the next morning, a young woman in Price's hotel room ordered more than $1,000 in food and drinks and charged it to his bill. So
he took one back to the hotel room.
You know, that would be the implication.
And
there.
This is why you want your ball coach married.
Right.
The moral of the story.
You know, these road trips, man, that's how they get you. That's how they get you. Destiny gets you, you know, go to the club, you know, and then you end up $1,000 hotel bill, you know. That's how they get you. Anyway.
What an ironic name.
And did he ever work again? I feel like I never heard that name after that. He actually did. He got the UTEP job. He was at UTEP from 2004 to 2012. He was there for a long time. Apparently, it's fine there if you win. And he was decent for a while.
El Paso got them strip clubs.
He last coached in 2017.
Okay.
So, there
aged
you have
out.
It. He's now 80. So, I doubt he's out there doing
told
it. But
you, he aged out.
Hey.
But if he is, God bless him, right? God bless him. Grizz schedule is out. Catch
he passed,
all of the games
huh?
right
he
here. No, I think he's still with us. I think he's
please. Please don't bury him prematurely, Brad.
His Wikipedia says he's still with us, so I don't know.
Might be a different Mike Price.
Could be. But we're going to carry all these games on 90 China FM, ESPN, obviously. So make sure you keep it locked here on the station. We'll come back. NFL preseason last night. Six-game slate. Lots to get to. We'll do that when we get back. J&J, 90 China.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
I'm ESPN. You gonna play the whole song?
Okay, Joe Theismann.
I mean, actually, how about this? Next time Joe Theismann comes on, we're gonna bring him on to this.
No. Please don't.
And we're gonna play
that was good.
We're gonna play the whole song.
It's your fight song, Joe.
You can't make him listen to the whole thing.
Oh, you gotta play.
Joe was right.
We're trying to get you in the mood for football season.
I need to clip that up.
Joe, we're trying to get you in the mood for football season, man.
I think he was asking his wife, are they gonna make me listen to the whole thing?
Let me write that
down. I think
down.
He really was.
Clip that up. That's
John that... wouldn't intro Joe. He wanted to hear the whole fight song.
That's how you know.
Is that
man.
Better than this one?
No, I don't know. That was pretty lit. Just because Jason's like, okay.
I was ready for the next step in my instructions there. You can tell. There's anticipation in my okay. What's next?
Say less.
I need to clip up Joe, see what that sounds like.
You remember
like.
What that was in response to?
Yeah, something Stephen A. Smith had said.
Oh,
some,
that's right.
Some narrative.
That's
that he
right.
was like, no. We're not getting into media narratives,
basically. Yeah, that's it is what he said. He said that was media talk.
Yep. But I'm in the media. I'm going to ask you a question.
Right.
That's and I right. thought you agreed to come on and talk to me.
That's right.
And he said, don't talk. Don't say another Okay.
I mean, Lionel, we can't just get on the radio and just not say anything.
And
you know?
That's what makes Lionel one of one. You know, agreeing to come on somebody's radio show and then tell the interviewer, don't say another word.
Okay. Yeah. I have to go back and listen to the Joe Thousand situation, but.
I'll see if I can clip something up there.
Are you going to put the whole song? No.
Again, most of my interactions with Lionel Hollins have been comical in the sense of I am but the cigarette butt that he walks past every single day. So they're comical interactions.
Even like when we did the
thing.
I think
that's how most media is. He's friendly with some. I know him and Ron Tiller had a great relationship. I mean, but I don't think he generally views media as something he necessarily. It's something he has to put up with, you know, sort of.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a part of the job that maybe you don't.
Do you remember the Jay Williams thing? And that's where he was out there, I think. And you're like, I think I'm going to try and
see if he can
come on
the
show.
That was the day before. That was that interview.
Yeah.
That
he had just interview. Opened Let It or the
Shoot 360.
The 360 joint out. Collierville.
Yeah. And he was out. And I think that's when, you know, you and I were out there. We were doing a thing with Jay Williams and, you know, just Lionel was out there.
Yeah.
I think
you want to come on the show?
His son might have been involved in some way with it. Or
investor,
maybe. His daughter in law. I can't remember. I can't remember exactly how it all, or son in law, one of the two. But
no, I did make fun of his finger one day.
Right.
And so I probably got it. What I deserved in terms of karma and everything else.
I don't necessarily know if that was held against you there, but.
Remember, Lionel was a swing and run guy, we pointed out. If you go back to those fights in the 70s.
Yeah.
We did some of those fights, so I think we had a little fun with that. But we're all friends now. What we love is that Lionel chose Memphis.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Still doing big things here, too.
Yeah.
I think for the city.
But no doubt. When he comes on radio, he gets cranky.
I just comply. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to Lionel, he's like the police. Okay. Okay. Like, hands up. Okay.
That's right.
That's what I tell my son.
That's right.
So that's how we deal with the police. That's how we deal with Lionel Hollins.
Well, you know, CJ doesn't have to deal with Lionel Hollins that way.
No, hopefully, again, he doesn't. Again, that newer generation.
I did get the sense, not to take this off the rails, but I do get the sense that CJ was very impressed with our interview of Keeper Jackson. He was very
He's a big fan of Keepers. Yeah. I mean, how could you not be 6'8"? He looks like LeBron. You're 12 years old.
Yeah.
He's going D1, which you want to do. And you know, nice guy. He's helped out. He's actually shipping out to Georgia State. We talked to him earlier this week. On Sunday, he's been helping out with workouts over there in addition to doing his own. So, you know, anytime you got somebody like that that's helping out, willing to give time to the kids still when they're still in the midst of their own journey, I just appreciate that. And so, my kid absolutely is smitten with KJ and his story and is hoping he takes off at Georgia State.
Yeah, he posted a picture and he put the label goat.
Yeah.
And I was glad that I made the goat cut.
He still thinks of you as that.
And I'm glad that.
Keep working. Yeah, you know, it's how you don't get complacent.
And I'm sure you were happy to see that you made the goat cut as well.
I am. It's the best compliment he's given me in a while.
Yeah. So anyway, that's just all going on around the show at all times. There's just a lot going on.
You got to keep up.
Absolutely right. All right. Last night we had 6 NFL preseason games. Here's what you need to know about the first action that we got yesterday. Joe Burrow played, got sacked a couple times against the Lions' second string defense.
Yeah.
This is a problem. They upgraded that offensive line, or so they thought. And Bengals won. That doesn't really matter. Burrow was 5 of 6, 39 yards. I don't believe they scored a touchdown, and he got sacked once. He got sacked once in that first series.
Remember, they thought they were going to be one of the best offensive lines of the league. They were doing a lot of talking this preseason, and so this would certainly be a bad first sign.
Yes,
for an area where you've said this is the one area, in addition to defense, that you got to be able to keep Joe Burrow upright, man. So if you're already struggling here, it's not a good sign, especially against a bunch of second stringers.
Yep. That was it from the Bengals game. In terms of the starter, you had the Titans starting Cam Ward. That did produce a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Played 20 or so plays, maybe a little more than that. 5 of 12, 57 yards. He didn't throw for a touchdown, but he did lead a 95-yard touchdown drive that was capped off by Tony Pollard getting to the end zone there. I got to say, I came away a little uninspired by it. for the Titans because they were playing the second string 49ers defense.
Yeah, and Tate didn't get a catch. You didn't get anything to him. He started twice in both completions on both, right?
Yep. And so that one was a little
to see some work there with him, especially with your high draft pick there.
It didn't look a whole lot different from a year ago. It's one preseason game. It's one half, but it was just a little concerning for me on that front, I would say.
Did I see Big Pat is still playing for the Niners and scored in that game?
He sure did.
Yeah.
Big Pat. Hanging on.
How about that? Still in the NFL.
From Humble, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So still absolutely hanging on in the NFL. I was not super impressed with Cam Ward yesterday and the Titans. Jordan Love played, did not produce a touchdown for the Packers. You know, again, you see these starters coming out here. You expect, you know, touchdown, go and then get done. But
one or two series is what I would hope for.
It did not happen for Jordan Love. He was 3 of 5 for 18 yards. That was it. That was it for the Packers, man. So, again, one drive is all these guys are getting, and it's high variance, but did not pay off for him yesterday. Kirk Cousins did get a touchdown. That was pretty easy.
That's a pro. Yes. That's pro work in the preseason, what Cousins did.
5-6, 50 yards, touchdown, get out of town.
And get out.
Yeah, like literally that's all it's got to be. I believe that went to the second tight end, Michael Mayer.
Yeah, Mayer.
Yeah. Mayer had a touchdown, and then Jack Beck had a touchdown from Mendoza.
Y'all slick got tight ends just like the Bears, man. You got two of them.
Yeah.
Mayer's good. Was he Notre Dame?
Yeah. Yep.
Dude. Yeah, y'all go 12 personnel?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can you do 13?
Do you have the
third tight end?
We definitely need to.
Because you're going to see some from the Bears this year.
That was the end of the game. Mendoza, 10 of 16, 97 yards, and a touchdown. Obviously, a lot to like there for him. Maybe not as much to like as the damn Cardinals, though. I mean, the Cardinals quarterbacks combined for 26 of 30, 212 yards, and 3 touchdowns. My God.
Well, and Love, I believe, averaged 6 yards a carry.
Yes. You saw a lot of him.
Jeremiah Love.
Yeah, the running back for the Cardinals. Top 4 pick.
Told you he was going to play in the preseason. He said he had to get right for the regular season. I'm excited about him. If they have any semblance of passing game, my gosh, what could Jeremiah Love do in terms of from a rushing standpoint? Whoa. The issue is going to be it's Jacoby Brissett. So, can you stack 8 in the box on the Cardinals with Jacoby Brissett under center? Possibly.
Yep.
And you'll just shut it all down. Perhaps after that, after some struggle there, they'll change it up to Beck.
Yep.
So we'll get a look there.
Absolutely.
We'll
see. So that was last night, and then you have 2 games tonight. You have 3 games tonight. Broncos Falcons, which we talked about, it will not feature Bo Nix. Tua is going to be out there for the Falcons. He'll get a series. I believe they said 10 plays. And then you'll have some starters out there on, you know, various skill positions, defense for the Broncos, but no Bo Nix. Interested at all in that one? That's on ESPN Unlimited.
Yeah, a little bit.
How was your viewing experience? Did you have everything you needed?
No, we caught a little bit of Cincy Detroit, wasn't it? And then a little bit of that Green Bay game. Mm-hmm. You know, we're only concerned about our rivals in the North.
Fair enough.
That's who we study in the preseason.
Yeah.
We weren't worried about your little open, little Mendoza.
Yeah. I had a hard time linking my ESPN Unlimited to my YouTube TV. It's like it didn't recognize my account. It's kind of a pain in the ass.
I'm sure you're not the only one if that was an issue for you.
So I'm not sure if anybody has any advice on that. I really should get it squared away before the game start. But you know, I was trying to figure it all out on the fly with the games going on. And
I think Marcy may have the same issue you do. Sounds like she's on the same system. She refuses to do Superbox as well. Like,
is that true?
I know you. She said she's above Superbox.
Oh yeah, yeah, that, no, so no. Marcy definitely
I think
is not doing Superbox.
She abuses it more like you do, so maybe you're helping her.
Yeah.
Whereas Brad and I, when he cares to acknowledge it,
Brad does not incriminate himself in that
way. We have an NFL page, and it gives you just the games right there, doesn't it?
Wow.
And it go right to it. You don't have to go finding it or searching it or hooking up to an Unlimited. Really works well and sold. I will say again at Amazon and Walmart.
Yeah. Brad actually just left the producer booth.
Something happened
along the way.
And he was told, don't speak publicly about this. He was giddy when the box came and everything else. Now he won't say a word
Eric
about
Trump.
It. It's very fishy.
I think Eric Trump got to him.
He may be giving it to Jake to take to college.
Oh. That's right. That would not be a bad idea. Mm. That would not be a bad idea at all. That way you don't have to pay for, you know.
Jason might be on to the something there.
Okay. So you've got it.
Well,
now.
we don't want to tarnish Jake's record.
He's just
we don't
starting.
Want to get him a rep. This right. pirating,
yeah.
all this.
Right. I pirated cable in college for the record. Like we had a back in the day, the string.
Yes.
So they're on the
yes.
wall.
Yep.
You have the heat vent.
Yep.
And that son of a gun went all the way down Seeger Hall, and we took that coax cable, and we had one dude paying, and we had 20 people looking.
I remember those days.
Yeah,
I do. I remember. I don't remember exactly how like
the old
technology
coax
was.
Cable, bro.
I remember it had something to do with the cable.
Splice that joker off. One bill, 20 users.
But so what you would basically do is you would just buy a super long cable.
Allegedly,
and then you'd splice it.
Yeah. So like, let's say my neighbor over here, Vaughn, who was from Montana, he was crazy already. He's like, "Yo, man, just hit the splice through the heat here." And so I took it. I'm poor, man. I'm in college. I got to figure out how to get cable paid.
I think
for.
The statute of limitations on stealing cable has passed.
I mean, it's
right?
about 30 plus years ago. But,
I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't even. The cable doesn't even exist anymore.
I feel bad that it is stealing though. In fairness to the people where I don't even realize who the it was up in Chicago, suburban Chicago.
You know, Brad. It's a victimless crime. It really is.
I don't know, man. Like somebody probably was making money off that, and I shouldn't have done it.
In the end, you know, who are you stealing from? You're stealing from the billion dollar corporations.
Yeah.
Like that's the last person
Good
I feel
point.
Bad for. I mean, they'll live off, you know, not getting my little $40. Or I don't know what you would have paid for cable back then. But,
like $10-$20 or
yeah,
whatever.
That's exactly right.
You know, that's the last person I feel. Get their $40. You know what I mean? So. I don't feel bad for them, but I got to figure all this out. Anyway, Broncos Falcons tonight on ESPN Unlimited. Bucks Jets again, no starters for the Bucks, but Geno Smith and the starters expected for the Jets. So maybe a little interest in that.
No.
Okay.
Not whatsoever.
And then
somebody else mentioned that too. There's nothing interesting about the Jets. Maybe it was Canty discussing that this morning. It's funny you bring that up.
Yeah, the quarterback thing.
Yeah. I mean, other than. Where are they going to draft next year? Will it be Dante Moore, who went back to college to avoid going to you in the first place?
Yeah. And then finally, Dolphins Commanders. No starters for the Commanders. Obviously, Jaden Danielson is in a bitter legal dispute with LSU, so he will be away from the team while he figures that out. And then the Dolphins, sounds like they will have at least some starters out there.
I hope it's worth the trouble what he's doing and what mom's doing with the whole number thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you got Pickett and LSU fired up about it now. I mean, they're ready to... They're all fired up, so I hope it's worth it for Jaden Daniels because it looked like there's gonna be a fight.
Yeah,
you know, at least in quarter or whatever.
Yeah, that. Agreed. So I don't know. Dolphins are the Dolphins are kind of like the AFC Browns to me. Like their starters could be backups for a lot of teams.
Well, poor Achane. What becomes of him?
Achane is the only one who.
What becomes of him? Can he still be impactful? And what is a new offense? You wonder how much of his success was Mike McDaniel. Last year's first time he ever really stayed healthy for a full season. Does he get forgotten about? You know, because he was a fantasy stud last year.
Yeah.
Is he forgotten about, whether from its fantasy terms or just in terms of that Dolphins team? A lot going to depend on how good Malik Willis can be.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I think he, you know, if you're thinking about fantasy, which, by the way, we got our email today that it is being kicked back up.
Very excited.
And again, you know, do we need to do the Survivor thing again?
No, I don't like where it takes us. So, again, I want you guys to think of your plans individually. Share that, you know, enjoy that excitement individually.
Right, individually.
You never know where it can take us.
Very fair.
Those fantasy talks.
That's very true. It's a very competitive league.
Now, that said, a person that I thought that we got moved out of the league last week.
John Mills.
Was in the email.
He was.
Saw it. I saw that.
Was in. So,
yep.
It makes it even now more uncomfortable.
Yeah. That's happening.
Need a spot. Need a spot for little Chris. Y'all don't care about the kids?
This is not a me thing.
Look at Brad's face.
Ben?
He just said it. This kid said there's nothing else he wants more in life.
Wow.
That's what he told me the other day.
Boy, that's
about
big.
Being a fantasy owner for the first time. He was co-GM last year. Now I'm putting the pressure on you old men. You really going to do this to the kids? When you got adults who are not competing and running through the tape? I'm going to leave it in y'all's hands.
This is for the commissioner. This is why I put this in Ben Hogan's.
What was clear was he wasn't hearing, he wasn't listening to us doing it publicly. No one told Ben.
Nope.
No, I've been told, Ben,
that Mills shouldn't get the email this year. Ooh. He still did. He Mills did. Been floating independent about 10 years now.
Maybe he'll miss it.
He's like the UConn of the fantasy
Where is
football
he?
League. Yeah.
We don't see him. We know his spirit is still out there somewhere.
It is still out there.
Because the first 3 weeks he sets a lineup and then nothing else.
Right. Yeah, it's
Can
true.
We get someone in there who will run through the tape? There's a 12-year-old dying for the chance.
He's putting his entire existence on the line.
He sounded like you, a little extreme.
Yeah.
And yet effective, probably.
Well, and I get it.
It worked on my soul. I said, man, I'll go back to him. Because, I'm going to tell him again.
He could do a league with his friends, but it's not the same.
No, he wants to get in the big one.
He wants to prove
this
himself.
This one's got a belt.
Now, what's the...
Knows how seriously his dad takes it.
He is responsible for the buy-in.
He says he's got that, but I can't make him take out his future leader's savings account.
Well, who's going to pay for it?
I'll pay the 50. I'm going to pay his 50 or whatever we're doing this year.
And let me ask Brad this question before we get to Brooks Monaghan.
He's going to call in, by the way.
If Jason is fronting the buy-in for CJ, what is your degree of concern on collusion?
Oh, I have no – he's a man of integrity over here. Okay. I have never disrespected – no.
You know I'm going to want the kid to lose. I'm going to want to beat the kid because you know how competitive I am and how seriously I take
that's
stuff.
That's all true.
All right,
this year, we got 2-3 folks. I'm all
about it.
So
I'm all for it.
We need to cut it.
If it's a vote, I vote yes. Okay. So
I'll let him know that we've got 2 votes. We got to talk to the rep. We have to email some folks back.
That's right.
And kick some folks out, apparently.
That's right. All right, we'll come back. Brooks Monaghan, busy weekend for him. Alabama is coming to town. We'll talk to him about Memphis women's soccer, another season, and more. Stick around. J&J, 90.10 FM, ESPN.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.